A bag of books, a beach, a shot of sunscreen. The recipe for a perfect summer vacation. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg leaves the beach and the sunscreen to you. But she does have some recommendations from independent bookstore owners and managers for good summer reading.
The Bookmark, Rona Brinley's shop, is on the beach, Atlantic Beach near Jacksonville in Florida. As a Southern bookseller, Rona feels a responsibility to hail Southern writers. Tim Gautreaux, for instance, and his novel, The Clearing.
The story starts in 1923 in the swamps of Louisiana. I guess I should say Louisiana. And you can feel the heat. I mean, you are hot and wet the whole time you are reading this story. And it's about a son who's gone off to war and come back damaged, basically. He's lost his joie de vivre, and he's lost his ability to deal with people, and he's hiding out in the sawmill, and his father sends his brother to come find him and buy the sawmill. So it's got all the elements of good Southern literature. Beautiful language, amazingly interesting characters, and a strong sense of place, and that redemption at the end that's so important.
It sounds terrific, unless you're in a hot and swampy place on your summer vacation, and the book is only going to make you a little more warm.
It's definitely going to make you warm, but that's okay. That's what the bayou is supposed to do.
What else?
Waiting for April by Scott Morris. And April is actually a person, not the month. There's just one moment in time in the 1960s when this man blows into town in a small town in the panhandle in Florida and changes everyone's life for all eternity.
Rona Brinley, tell me this. When you read a book like this, do you want to be the person who comes to town and changes everybody else's life, or do you want to be the one in the town who gets her life changed?
A little bit of both, because the person who comes to town, it's the classic American tale where he gets to reinvent himself. He makes himself into somebody who he isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But no one knows that for a very long time, and that is what you can do always in America. You can just go somewhere else and reinvent yourself and start over.
Waiting for April by Scott Morris, a summer reading choice from Rona Brinley at The Bookmark in Atlantic Beach, Florida. Those books and more choices are all listed on the web, npr.org. In Iowa City, Iowa, Jim Harris is celebrating the 25th anniversary of his bookstore, Prairie Lights. He picks Anthony Swofford's book, Jarhead, a Marine's chronicle of the Gulf War and other battles. It's about the 1991 Gulf War, but Jim Harris says the Iraq War makes it most relevant.
This is a memoir told by a Marine, a grunt. His father had been in the Marine Corps. He was, you know, it was that Marine culture was all there. It's as honest as it can be. It has the sounds and the taste of the desert, what's like being a Marine. And it's vulgar, it's funny, it's the true thing.
When writer Anthony Swofford got out of the Marines, he came to the Iowa Writers' Workshop. That's where Jim Harris met him.
If I had to pigeonhole him, put him in a category of what type of young man he would be, I would have said choir boy. He was very quiet and polite, unassuming. He had a voracious appetite for all sorts of fiction, nonfiction. I had no idea that this very nice young man had been involved in that conflict, or nor he could write so eloquently about it.
So there go your stereotypes about Marines, huh?
Well, exactly. I mean, the Marines could neither read nor write. It just went out the window.
Jarhead, a Marine's Chronicle of the Gulf War and Other Battles by Anthony Swofford. A summer pick from Jim Harris at Prairie Lights Bookstore in Iowa City. Out in Studio City, California, Lucia Silva manages Portrait of a Bookstore. Her first summer reading choice is The Solace of Leaving Early by Haven Kimmel.
Strange in both its lyrical prose and in the directions of its story and the strength of its characters, but it reads like a can't-stop-reading novel. It's a story of a young woman who comes back just short of having finished her PhD oral exams, come back to her small town, and sort of the synchronicity of certain experiences illuminate her largely intellectual life in ways that she hadn't known before. Some of the fullest characters that I've read in a long time.
Lucia Silver says The Solace of Leaving Early is the kind of book you finish and then you jump around the room waiting to hand it to somebody else to read. Silva also likes The Pharmacist's Mate by Amy Fusselman, a paperback memoir, spare and elegant, Silva says. Selections from a journal the author's father kept during World War II when he was a pharmacist's mate on a ship.
Interspersed with journal excerpts are Fusselman's notes on her own life.
She's an artist. She lives with her husband. They're trying to have a child, and they're almost like little beautiful notes that she found in her pockets and lined up into this little 85-page memoir.
The Pharmacist's Mate, a story of birth, death, guitar, and goldfish by Amy Fusselman. Last pick from Lucia Silva, new translations of odes by the ancient Roman satirist and poet Horace.
Yeah. and this is an amazing undertaking. J.D. McClatchy edited this new compilation where they specifically commissioned all of these contemporary poets from Robert Bly, Robert Creeley, W.S. Merwin, C.K. Williams, Carolyn Kaiser.
My goodness.
Sort of like a who's who of contemporary poets.
Yeah.
Invited to produce new translations of Horace's odes.
Now, how could all those poets know Latin?
Well,
I'm impressed.
That's what I wondered when I first picked up the book. I thought, oh, God. apparently, a lot of them were very daunted at first and worked with the original Latin, a lot of reference books, and then I believe some previous translations.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's perfect for summer reading because it's these little bits and pieces, you know, on a page or two.
Read us a little fragment, will you?
Yes, let's see. This is the last stanza of one of C.K. Williams' translations. You might be as tough as a tree and about as amiable as an asp. Don't think, though, that frail flesh can withstand such showers of abuse. I won't be your doormat forever.
That's an ode by Horace?
Ah!
A 2,000-year-old modern-as-tomorrow ode by Horace, the Roman poet and satirist, part of a new collection of new translations, a choice from Lucia Silva at Portrait of a Bookstore in Studio City, California. Thanks to all our independent bookstore guides. Again, you can find these titles and lots more of their picks listed at npr.org. The novelist Henry James believed the two most beautiful words in the English language were summer afternoon. Maybe the most beautiful way to spend part of that golden time is with some great summer reading. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.